Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is the Visual Studio Tips and Tricks video series. My name is Zane DeBulsey. I'm a senior developer evangelist with Microsoft. You can see all my contact information there, email, Twitter, and blog. The blog is also the Visual Studio Tips and Tricks blog, so feel free to pay it a visit. Next thing I want to talk about, the Coding Faster book. It is available. Yes, boys and girls, you can go to Amazon and get the Coding Faster, Getting More Productive with Microsoft Visual Studio. It's kind of an adjunct to the videos. They kind of go hand in hand. So please go out there, show me some love, and grab the book if you want. All right, so this tip is going to be zero-length box selection. And here is the summary information for it. If you're not familiar with the tips, the summary information is a quick and dirty look at how you can use this particular feature. In this case, what we're showing is the general keystrokes. If you've done the general settings, will allow you to do the shift, alt, whatever arrow you want, or the alt and left mouse. Now, what you don't see here are the other settings, like Visual C Sharp 2005 or C++ and so on. If you don't see another setting here, what that means is that the other settings use these same keystrokes. So in this case, all the other settings use these same keystrokes, regardless of whatever settings that you've chosen, whatever keyboard settings you've chosen. All right, the commands we have are edit line up, down, up or down, extend column, and edit character left or right, extend column. If you're not familiar with commands, you might want to go and visit the blog, look up how to use commands. I include the commands for more advanced users who want to actually integrate these into maybe some type of macro or some type of advanced extension. And, of course, the versions are what versions this particular item is supported in. This is supported only in Visual Studio 2010. It's such a great one, I wanted to go ahead and start with it. And then, finally, we have a code number that's associated with each tip. It's VSTIP Edit 0009 in this case. All right, so without any further ado, let's go ahead and jump into the demo, and let me show you what we're capable of here. So I'm just going to jump right into Visual Studio. And zero-link box selection is pretty cool. Basically, it works like this. Let's assume, and actually I'll just pop up here a little bit. Let's assume that you want to create some variables real quick. I've got like five variables I want to crank out, and I don't want to type them all, you know, one at a time. What can I do? Well, what you can do is this. If you hold down your shift key and your alt key and hit your down arrow key, you'll get a nice thin blue line. Let me zoom that up a little bit so you can see that. Hopefully everybody can see that blue line. Once you've got that blue line, remember it's shift, alt, down arrow key. Once you've got the blue line, now that thing is like an active cursor. So now I'm going to crank out my variables. Public. Oh, I don't know. How about x? And this is C sharp, so I guess I better do public int x equals and then some number. There we go. And we're ready to rock and roll. Did you notice when I pressed enter, it went ahead and stuck the cursor down at the bottom where I could end, and then I can just press enter again. It's a nice convenience factor there. Now, the only other thing I really got to do is kind of change these up a little bit, the names, right? And there we go. Now I have my variables ready to rock and roll. And that's the value, the coolness of the zero-length box selection. By the way, it is live. So if I go back now and do a zero-length box selection and start hitting my backspace key, I can just go nuts here, right? It's a very, very cool feature for you to have. And that's pretty much all we have for zero-length box selection. Let's get on back to the slides. And thank you for joining us for this quick tip or trick.